And now, the rest of the story. The immortal French painter, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, spent the last 30-plus years of his life in pain. But he never stopped painting. It was rheumatoid arthritis that crippled him, pneumonia that killed him. And yet his love of art and his ability to create could not be crippled, and the beauty of his creations will never die. His son, Jean, would later recall that the more intolerable his suffering became, the more Renoir painted. It was as though he were seeking something curative in his work. If I have to choose between walking and painting, Renoir once said, I'd much rather paint. And with that, he sat down and never got up again. But my, how he painted. Colors more dazzling than ever before. Contrasts more daring. The physical malady that otherwise oppressed Renoir was brewing as early as 1888. Toward the end of the year, half of his face was paralyzed. He could neither eat nor sleep. Electrical treatments were prescribed, but accomplished nothing. Renoir became increasingly susceptible to chills, which aggravated his rheumatic condition. But he continued to travel and to see friends and to visit the theater and, above all, to paint. Even when he fell from his bicycle and broke his right arm, he continued to paint, and brilliantly, with his non-dominant left hand. By 1898, Renoir learned that his arthritis was incurable. Slowly, he lost mobility, but he kept painting. His only thought was his work. Even after his ankles began to swell painfully and his hands began to stiffen and to curl up, he kept painting. By the end of 1901, he could no longer walk without a cane. Within 3 years, he weighed a slight 97 pounds. He could scarcely hold a pen to write a letter, but somehow he could hold a brush to the canvas. And so he continued to paint. With each passing month, his feet and his hands grew increasingly deformed. Eventually, he was unable to walk at all. But in the midst of this seemingly hopeless situation, Renoir kept painting. And I mean each and every day. And he never painted more wonderfully than during his twilight years. By 1919, he was crippled. He was emaciated. He was in incessant pain, unable to rest. And yet, on December 3 of that year, the very day he died, he also finished a painting. Almost 70 years later, regarding what ailed Renoir, the British medical journal Lancet reported the rest of the story. For by now it has been determined that exposure over time to certain metals can cause inflammatory rheumatic diseases. Such metals as mercury and cadmium, arsenic and lead, antimony and chromium, tin and cobalt, copper and manganese. And these are the very metals once used to color paints, particularly the vivid, vibrant colors which Renoir favored in his later years. Now, at times it has been said that Renoir's work was his salvation, that through painting he triumphed over pain. Well, that seems logical, only now you know the rest of the story.